You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network, global food for thought. You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free, 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Bubble Fest, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the internet community since 1999. We're eagerly awaiting your call at 888-723-4630. 888-723-4630. And if you call now, you'll receive this wonderful matching mug and tote with the NPR... Wrong show, sorry.
Okay.
I was just getting mellow.
Well, our phone lines are open.
They are.
Yes. Phone lines are open at 888-RADIO-30. Also known as 888-723-4630.
That's one angry duck.
Okay, Griff, we have some contact us things here.
Yes, before we do, though.
All right.
Someone on our auspicious chat board, SIMOS310, made a post about a previous, an answer to a previous caller about not being able to ship to Guam or... I think it was Puerto Rico. And he said, yes, if your caller would go into the shipping preferences, he should be able to uncheck U.S. protectorates, and then he can ship to the territories. So in your shipping preferences, in your exclude list, make sure that you uncheck U.S. protectorates. And I believe that's under, I'm not sure, I think it's at the top of that list. So make sure you don't have those inadvertently checked. That way you'll be able to offer that shipping to those areas.
All right. Griffola from Gardena, California.
Somebody named Griffola?
Bayonne Grant, known on eBay as Seeing Pretty, says, this consignment program, isn't this the same as old eBay trading assistant?
Well, yes and no. So some people, if you were paying attention last fall, we actually retired the trading assistance program, and that's providing eBay support and a directory on the eBay website for people who sold on consignment. It was a sad decision that we had to make, but a lot of the sellers who were consignment sellers have continued their business and just focused their marketing in their local markets, which is where most of these people came from anyway. So it's still possible to run a consignment business, but the trading assistant program is no longer in existence.
Rose in Los Angeles, California, known on eBay as RoseNikki88. Hi, Rose. What's your question or comment today?
Hi, Lee and Griff. This is, this is Rose. I have no question. I heard the duck quack, though.
Oh, you did you? Rose, uh-huh. What's the secret void?
Well, let's see. How do I say this? Omnigatherum.
That's exactly the right word and pronunciation.
What does it mean?
I have no idea. I think it means like all together, everybody gets together all at once, maybe.
Well, you don't have to know the meaning to get your prize, you know, just the word. But the meaning is actually a miscellaneous assemblage or collection, much like my house.
Great.
How does she get her prize, Griff?
Well, Lee, I'm glad you asked that question. So, Rose, all you have to do is send me an email at griff@ebay.com with your USPS shipping address. FedEx shipping address, no P.O. boxes. And once I'm back in the office next week, I will speed your beautiful, and you will like this, it's really cool, wireless mouse to you for your use and pleasure.
Oh, that's wonderful. I just got a new computer, and it needs a new mouse, so that's awesome.
Well, you'll love this mouse.
Thank you so much, Rose.
Thanks, Rose.
Rose, what do you sell on eBay?
Well, I started out in the traditional eBay way of selling collectibles and unique, one-of-a-kind type items, you know?
So you were selling, you had an omni-gatherum of items on eBay. Very cool.
There you go. I do.
Totally cool.
Well, thank you so much for your call today, and congratulations for winning that prize, Rose.
Thank you, Rose.
Dwayne in Kalamaw, Washington, known on eBay as Spencer Creek Gifts,
yes,
said, I would like to use managed returns, but there does not seem to be an option for my needs. In most cases, my customers only want to return when something gets damaged in shipping, so all I need is a photo to refund. I don't want my customers to have to pay postage, nor do I for something that is useless. Is there an option for our use?
Yeah, it's built into that. So this is for item damaged in transit? Is that what he's saying? It arrives damaged. Lee?
Yes, damaged in shipping.
Right. So you can select that. You can use managed returns. And the term would be, it's not, so the item damaged in transit is not one of the options, I believe. I got to go back and check. I think its item is defective. But you can still use this, and you could have it be that you pay for shipping. So you can set those settings. I got to tell you about managed returns. When I adopted it, primarily for buyer remorse. So before managed returns, I'll take returns for any reason, but I'm especially interested and eager to take returns for buyer remorse. And sellers will say to me, Griff, are you out of your mind? How can you do that? I mean, aren't you setting yourself up for people returning everything they buy? And the truth is that people don't buy, vast majority of people don't buy online or at eBay so they can return the items. They buy because they want to buy something that they need or want, and they'll keep it. So I don't have very many, if ever. I think in the last 3 years, I've never had anything damaged in transit. I use managed returns because I don't want my buyer to get something that they thought by the photo and the description would be something they would like or could use or needed. And when they get it, they realize, well, it just doesn't really work for me. I don't want them to be unhappy. I want them to ship the item back. I'm not in business to make people unhappy. So that's why I use managed returns. You could use it for it. There's a case for just about every case you can think of. And what's nice about managed returns is it provides your buyer with an official pathway to getting a refund and shipping the item back. And that makes them feel a lot better. They know that, this is through eBay. Well, I can trust this seller. Yeah, I'll send the item back and I'll get a refund. Or if the item, sometimes the seller can select, don't send the item back. Just give him the refund if it's something that's been damaged. I'm curious about why. So we don't support, and managed returns doesn't support, requiring the buyer to send a photo. So that's not something that eBay actually supports or requires. And I'm very hesitant. I mean, as a seller myself, I would never require a buyer to send a photo. I take their word for it. I just assume everyone's honest. My business runs better that way, and I also have a lot stronger peace of mind. I don't want to get stuck going down rabbit holes of suspicion and what if, and then find that my whole view of humanity changes over time and everyone's a villain. So I just assume buyers are telling me the truth. If they're not, hey, it's on their head, not mine. And I use managed returns to take returns for any reason, including buyer remorse.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. And before we go back to your questions and comments, it's time to visit the eBay Radio Shipping Department.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
A good scale, like a good internet connection, is rarely discussed. Your scale's features are very important. It should be able to measure in ounces and pounds to ensure you don't overpay postage. Pay attention to how the scale is powered. Many smaller digital scales can only run on batteries. However, some can use an AC adapter instead. Some even connect directly to your computer via USB. Research your pending purchase online before committing and choose a brand name. Also, remember to consider the weight, dimensions, and volume of your monthly shipping patterns in order to choose the best scale for your business. If you buy the right scale to start, you won't have to revisit or regret your purchase. And that's smart business.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to ENDESHA.com/eBay Radio.
We'd like to thank Indicia for those wonderful features. And Griff, they're going to be one of our sponsors again for the eBay Radio Party and Conference.
Oh, which thank is heavens.
Registration, of course, has been open for some time for the 2014 eBay Radio Party and Conference. If you go to ervegas.com, it's already more than two-thirds sold out.
Oh, we should take a we should have a contest. Guess what day it sells out.
Yeah. It's more than two-thirds sold out, and it isn't until June. So our featured speakers include you, Griff.
Me?
Along with Marcia Collier, Lynn Drawley, Cliff Enico, John Colder, Ice Lawson, Christopher Matthew Spencer, who we spoke with today.
You mean Christopher?
Christopher, Lisa Satora, Thrifting with the Boys, and some surprising new additions to our lineup.
Surprising.
Speakers are posted on the event homepage at ervegas.com with a full agenda to be posted soon. The first day will be devoted to marketing, and it's co-hosted by Cabbage. It all takes place Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, June 17th, 18th, and 19th at Bally's Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. $150 gets you in for all 3 days. You'll find a hotel reservations link on the registration page as well. Go to ervegas.com to register now, and remember,
yes,
if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
Okay.
So unless you're going to have fun, don't even show up.
So if you're planning to come and have misery, it's probably not a good idea,
yeah,
right?
Don't come.
But a little misery loves company, right? Does happiness like company too? Or is it like to be alone?
Oh, I think both.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the internet community since 1999. This is your cue to get in the queue, 888-723-4630. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio.
Inventory Scouts is a brand new company to eBay sellers. In a nutshell, they're an online directory for product sourcing, but with a few new twists. First, they verify all of their vendors. Then they show the average star ratings given by actual users. Plus, you can rate the vendors yourself. There's over 10,000 of them. Go to InventoryScouts.com. Sign up for your free account today. That's InventoryScouts.com for fast and free sourcing solutions.
Sometimes it seems nobody knows what your online business is actually about. The product sourcing, the fulfillment, the different stores, all the accounts, the taxes. You work real hard to make it profitable. Well, Cabbage gets it. They know what it takes to put the pieces together. And when you need some extra working capital to boost your bottom line, just ask. And they'll take a quick look at your e-commerce history and know instantly how much of a Cabbage advance to send. CabbageWithAK.com. They believe in you.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 248.
When selling clothing on eBay, it's important to provide good information for the buyer. Amy Weintraub is known on eBay as top-rated seller, Shop It Fashion. Her number one tip?
Measure, measure, measure. I know it's a hassle, but it's the most important thing. It is worth the time. Take a deep breath. And do a size chart for every item that you're selling on eBay. There, you should at least give 4 measurements for each item at least. And there's a lot of information online on how to measure a dress, how to measure a sweater, how to measure pants. It's just not worth listing apparel on eBay unless you include size chart and measurements.
Stay connected to all 3 eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
on eBay Radio's open phones, where it's our turn to get feedback. Here's Grip.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Tell us what you really think at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630.
Griff, we have some contact us again.
I love those.
By the way, her telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. They don't seem to want to call.
Yes,
they want to type it in today.
But you have a theory about that.
Yes, I do have a theory about it.
Tell me.
Every talk show host knows this. This happens. Whenever there's a big news story, something big is happening, people will put their TV screen on, still listen to the show, and they'll type things into email rather than calling us up.
So the big news is what? Is Bieber being deported?
The big news is not Bieber. The big news is, of course, the Malaysian airplane.
Oh, that old thing.
And people are watching it like crazy. Listen, not only is it fascinating, it's like a mystery too, right? It's a mystery. It's almost like watching a movie, but it's pathetic. We have to pray for these people.
You know what, babe?
What, honey?
One of the things I love about you, babe, is I will have all these memories of being on the show with you and all the times that a news story has dominated your attention. Do you remember when Keith Ledger died? Do you remember when, what's her name? What was her name? Nicole.
Yes, Nicole, and Michael Jackson.
But Nicole, what was Nicole's last name? Nicole.
Smith. Anna Nicole Smith.
Anna Nicole Smith, right.
Yeah. Oh, I was totally with it. Women, we like these soap opera things, see?
We do.
I know. I can't help it.
Me, I'm too practical.
Yes, you are.
Well, anyway.
So let's take your practical mind and answer some of these questions.
Let's do that. Okay.
John from Lenox, Iowa, known on eBay as Lil Red Jens 2010.
What's that user ID?
L-I-L-L.
Yeah.
R-E-D-J-E-N-S.
Lil Red Jens.
2010. Okay. That's it. Okay, the question is, what is the skinny on the 1099 forms for 2013? Went to PayPal and form for 2012 was there, but no 2013.
Well, if you don't make... So the way it works at PayPal is if you have less than $20,000 of processed payments, PayPal currently will not be sending you that 1099. So if you're that's triggered currently, if you have more than $20,000 or more in process payments that you've received, not that you've spent.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps the questioner hasn't had $20,000 or more in payments in his PayPal account.
Ah,
I got mine.
Interesting.
For the first time, I hit 20,000 in used shirts or more. So I was so happy to see it, that 1099.
Well, believe it or not, I hit over 20 also.
How?
My registrations.
But that...
For different events.
And it's for PayPal, right?
Yeah.
So you got the 1099?
No.
What do you mean?
I didn't get one either. Of course, I claim it, but I never received it. Oh, I have to go on and get it, right?
No, mine was sent to me.
Really? I didn't get one sent to me.
Yeah, well,
so I have to go on and see about it, too.
If you would like me to follow up with you, questioner, Lil's Red, whatever. What's that name again? Some weird one. Lil Red Jensers.
Mm-hmm.
Generous.
Jen.
Send me an email at griffitybit.com. I'll follow up with our folks at PayPal.
We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30. Mike in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, known on eBay as Fuel Tank 1126. That's Fuel Tank 1126.
Yes.
I'm a new seller. After listening to your show, I've become a top-rated plus power seller.
Of course you have.
Yay! I love to hear
that. We would expect nothing less.
I love to hear that. This coming November through January, I will keep that status. My question is, I now became a power seller as well. I'm just not sure what this ranking does for me.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
What and or are there any additional benefits for this status?
None.
Why doesn't the logo show in my items for sale?
So that's a good question. As a new seller, you may not be aware that what we changed about power sell. So power seller is now entirely internal. It's an internal metric to let you know what level you are at volume sales. Used to be external. We removed it as an external metric and badge, if you would, when we brought the top-rated seller program out 4 or 5 years ago. And the reason is that buyers were telling us they didn't know what it meant. Some people assumed that a power seller was somebody who sold powerful items. Somebody actually said that. But it wasn't resonating. So top-rated seller took that place. But we kept power seller primarily because, well, we don't want to retire. Who knows what we'll do within the future. But right now, you have to be a bronze level, which is the entry level to the top-rated seller program in order to become a power seller program in order to become top-rated. It's one of the requirements. So you were, when you became top-rated, you all, is this Michael or Tom? What's the name here? I forget.
John.
So it wasn't either. John, when you became a top-rated seller, you were a power seller at the same time. And the bronze level is $1,000 in GMV for the year and 100 sales in volume. I hope that makes sense.
So we only have 1 minute, and I have one last thing that
I'll
came
do it
in.
Quick. I'll do it quick.
Nan from Morris County, New Jersey.
Yes.
Known on eBay as Junk Pro, GUNQUEPRO. Hi. I love the idea. Can you tell us how to donate shoes or gift cards to Brandy? Send email to lee@voicemarketing.com.
Yeah.
lee@voicemarketing.com. I'm going to gather them all up and figure a way for all of us to get in on this the easiest way possible.
That's very smart. I'm glad she asked that question.
Because I've been looking for something to do this year anyway.
As far as
somebody who needs something, and this is great.
That's a great thing.
Okay.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Adisha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Next up, shipping tips for newbies right here on eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
You know what you want to do. Share your items with the world on social networks like Pinterest and Facebook. You want to get in front of that 1.5 billion people. Social Beacon from PageMage can help. Perhaps you don't know where to start, or maybe you did start but don't know what to do next, or even if it's working. As social media has grown, so has the research on what works for online sellers, and we are here to help. Built for marketplace sellers, new Social Beacon from PageMage lets you promote your listings on social networks, giving you real-time metrics so you'll know what works. Social Beacon saves you time with simultaneous and scheduled posts. And with Social Beacon's guidance, you'll be a successful social marketer and not a listing spammer. And it's free. You can share your first item in 5 minutes. To learn more about Social Beacon, go to pagemage.com. And did we mention it's free?
We're always searching out interesting and relevant guests for our show with the goal of helping our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. If you've got something informative, enlightening, or educational to share with the eBay Radio audience, we'd like to hear about it. Just go to ebayradio.com and click on the big blue Archives on Demand button. Then click on the tab that says Be a Guest and fill out the web form to apply. We'll get back to you ASAP, and maybe we'll be seeing you soon on the radio.
Of all the hats you wear, the bookkeeper hat might be the trickiest. Outright is simply the best online solution for eBay sellers, saving you time, tracking all your sales and expenses in one place, automatically. With Outright, you know daily who's buying and what your profits are, state by state, in all your online stores and accounts. And the bookkeeping nightmare, with all your transactions organized in the same place by Outright, free in the App Center. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot.
Sharpen your edge, improve your skills, and find that extra inside tip or new technique. Go to ebayradio.com and click on the big archive button. Once you're on the archives page, click on the seller resource tab. There you'll find a directory of local seller groups, a curated list of must-read books to help grow your eBay business, as well as great entrepreneurial tips. Again, go to ebayradio.com, click on the big blue archive button, and then the seller resource tab at ebayradio.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.